Dieses Buch der Offenbarung uns
It's wonderful that the Lord shows us this book of Revelation. It's actually not difficult to understand, especially today. In these days, everyone understands what Babylon is, especially that it represents also the Roman Catholic Church. But there's one thing we have to see, saints.
Ich möchte alle Heiligen sehen, sonst rede ich zu mir selbst. Das ist nicht gut.
I don't want to see myself. I want to see all the saints. So I'll change my setting now in Zoom. I want to see all of you, dear saints.
Wenn wir diesen Menschensohn, der mitten unter den Leuchter wandelt, nicht kennen.
If we don't know the Son of God who walks in the midst of the golden lampstands and don't hear him, or hear him but don't obey him, the end result will be like Revelation 2 and 3. It's predestined. The Lord knows everything. It's predetermined. That's why in these two chapters, he shows us what will happen. And step by step, there's a decline. And at the end, we will all end up in Babylon. Exactly like the children of Israel. They came out of Egypt. They went into the good land. They built up the kingdom with David, and Solomon even built the temple. But step by step, it declined. And they didn't want to hear the Lord anymore. They didn't want to obey him anymore. And at the end, they were mixed with the world, and they took the cultures and customs of the nations, and they became idol worshippers. And what was the result? Babylon. Babylon was the result. It's the same thing with the church. At the beginning, it was wonderful. It was good. But step by step, they became Thyatira. They became Babylon. And at the beginning, it was the Son of Man who was walking in the midst of the golden lampstands. And then the Nicolaitans came in, and then Balaam came in, and the world came in. And then Jezebel came in.
Am Ende redet in der Gemeinde.
And at the end, Jezebel is the one who speaks in the church.
Das wird das Ergebnis sein,
this will be the result.
Wenn wir diesen wunderbaren Menschensohn nicht kennen.
If we don't know this wonderful Son of Man.
Dann müssen wir auch andererseits das Bewusstsein haben.
And then we have to have this consciousness. It is a challenge. Since the time of Adam in Genesis 1. Immediately after the creation of man, the challenge was there. The serpent came. It was immediate. The serpent didn't wait.
Ist nicht zu Adam gegangen, weil
and
Adam
he didn't go to Adam because Adam is the head, so he went to Eve, to the woman.
Eigentlich Christus soll das Haupt der Gemeinde sein.
Actually, Christ should be the head of the church, but his headship is replaced, and at the end, the Lord no longer speaks in his church. The church is a woman, the bride of Christ, of Jesus. And our Lord Jesus Christ is our head. But if his headship is replaced, regardless by whom, then at the end, a woman speaks and not the head. Remember what Paul wrote in Ephesians 5. Christ is the man. The church is the bride, the woman. Adam and Eve, this wonderful picture shows us man and woman, husband and wife. And he says, this mystery is great, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. So, who is speaking today? Who is the head today?
Ich kam von einer Gruppe heraus. Das war meine Erfahrung.
In my experience, 40, 50 years ago, over 50 years ago,
am Anfang war die Gemeinde gut.
At the beginning, the church was good. It was wonderful, especially in the U.S. at that time. From 1966 to 1971, the church was wonderful. Our vision was so clear, Christ and the church. We all loved Christ. And we wanted to build his church. But step by step, gradually, the same problem seeped in. And step by step, it was about the apostle and his service. It wasn't about Christ and the church anymore, but it was replaced.
In history,
you see often that at the beginning it's good, but at the end it's completely different. And that's why in Revelation 1, the Lord introduces himself and presents himself as the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the author and the finisher.
Es ist nicht gut, wenn er der Anfang ist und wir am Ende.
It's not good if he's the beginning and we are the end. He's the author and we're the finisher. That's never good. But that's how it is. At the beginning in the book of Revelation, you see that the church in Ephesus, it was very nice. And then they began to leave the first love. And then it declined. It went downhill and became Thyatira. It became Babylon, as described in Revelation 17. At the beginning, it was wonderful. But at the end, it was catastrophic. As I was a young person in the church in Manila, I saw this too. At the beginning, it was glorious. It was good. And at the end, it was chaotic. There was clamor, fighting. I can't even describe it to you. I had just finished high school, and we really wept when we saw what happened in the church. That was so long ago. So many years ago. And then I saw this again and again. History repeats itself. And in Germany, we experienced this as well. We began well, but the end looks completely different. At the beginning, it's burning. And at the end, we become very cold. Ice cold. Okay. Okay, maybe not ice cold, because at least you know where you stand, but lukewarm, like Laodicea. That's why the end of the seven epistles, or the last one, is the church in Laodicea. I always thought it should end with the church in Philadelphia. Why does it end with the church in Laodicea? If I would prioritize or set the order of the epistles, I would put the church in Philadelphia as the last epistle. I think all of us would do this. we would arrange them in this order. Right? See, Toby was nodding. We would all do it like that, but not the Lord. At the end, he put Laodicea at the end. That means, even if you're Philadelphia today, if you're also Philadelphia tomorrow, that's another matter. That's something else. Maybe now in Vaihingen, you're burning, wonderful, hallelujah. But I have prayed very often, Lord, preserve the church there. Preserve the hearts of all the brothers, of all the saints. We're very dependent on his grace. And if we don't pay attention to this high priest, to the Son of Man who walks in the midst of the churches, then there's no other possibility than our ending up in Babylon, in Laodicea. We don't want to repeat history, but we want to go on with the Lord. That's why in Revelation 14 it says, these are the ones who followed the Lamb wherever he goes. Amen. The church in Ephesus was good, right? Desirable. But if the church is fallen, what did the Lord say? I will remove the golden lamps. I will remove the lampstand from its place. So let's assume you're in the church in Ephesus. I see Brother Theo in front of me. And let's say that the Lord removed the lampstand. Will you still stay there in the church in Ephesus? I hope not. I hope not. Hopefully not. I would not stay there. Will you stay there? Why hopefully not? You should say, speak with faith, for sure not. Definitely not. Because you want to follow the Lord wherever he goes. The Lord didn't say, stay there and overcome. Did the Lord say this? No. Did he say, stay there and overcome? Of course, he says overcome, but it doesn't say stay there. But I have heard from many people, stay there and overcome. So, whom should I believe? I see Rainer. I see him in the corner of my screen. Would you stay there? Would you stay in Sardis, for example? You have the name that you are alive, but you are dead. Stay there and overcome. Do you think you can do that? Even if you wanted to, they won't kick you out. Did you leave alone or were you kicked out?
Ah, siehst du, Toby wird zu uns sagen, ja.
Toby would say to us, at the beginning I wanted to stay and continue and to be an overcomer, of course, right? And carry out the priestly service there and to be a true worshiper. Were you able to practice it there? Not in the long term. Would you stay there so long until they kick you out?
Yeah. As Jesus
As Jesus was on this earth, some came to him and believed in him. They wanted to turn back to Judaism. What happened there?
Diese Leute, die Jesus folgen, nicht mehr haben.
They didn't want those have anything to do with those who followed Jesus. They all the people who followed Jesus were thrown out.
Es sei denn, dass du so brav bist und freiwillig like
unless you were like Nicodemus, who was so nice and adjusted himself to them, adapted to them, and then you would be able to stay. But then you can't practice the truth and stay there. It won't work.
Ja, das ist meine Erfahrung.
That's my experience. If I speak the truth and we speak the truth, then we're thrown out. The best way to be thrown out is to speak the truth.
Wenn du aber schweigst, dann wie kannst du schweigsam sein und nicht
How can you be quiet and stand for the truth and become an overcomer? Is that possible? It's not.
Genau heute wie in USA, wenn du
Just like today in the US, if you say, oh, I'm for Trump, wow. Everyone will look at you strangely, especially if you wear a red cap. They will stone you on the street. Of course, they're police. But yeah. This is the principle that we're talking about in the world and also in religion. And also spiritually in religion. That's the principle. You can't stay there and become an overcomer. It can't be. It's impossible. But it is only if we see the Son of Man in Revelation 1.
Wenn wir solch einen Christus wie Offenbarung 1 kennen,
if we know such a Christ shown in Revelation 1 and continually have fellowship with him and hear his speaking, then you cannot stay anywhere where he no longer is. You follow the Lamb where he goes all the way until the heavenly Zion, regardless if everyone is against you. That doesn't matter. They will say all kinds of things against you. They will slander you, tell lies. But the Lord says, blessed are you. Maybe you can't sleep anymore, but the Lord says, sleep well. You're blessed. Why are you blessed? Because the kingdom of heaven belongs to you and your reward is great.
Schau mal in allen diesen sieben Gemeinden. Nur zwei Gemeinden.
Look at all the seven churches. Only in two did he not say that I have something against you.
Oft, wenn ich jeden Tag frage, Herr, hast du noch etwas gegen mich? Bitte sag
I ask the Lord every day, do you have something that you have against me? Show it to me, because I want to repent, because I am not perfect.
Ich bin im Prozess der Umwandlung.
I am in the process of transformation. I'm not yet saved to the uttermost. I make mistakes. That's why I want to be open and say, Lord, tell me what you still have against me. What does not please you in me? Amen. Not just in the church or in others, but what should I say, Lord, what do you have against Thomas? No. The Lord will say, what does that have to do with you? just like Peter, who asked about John in the Gospel of John, chapter 20, I think. And he said, well, what about him? He asked about his brother John. And the Lord said to him, what is that to you? You follow me. We often want to point our fingers to others. Yeah, what do you have against Manu? What's with Raina? And what about Theo? And the Lord says, what is that to you? You follow me. We all follow this wonderful Son of Man. Only he is perfect. Only he has the right to chasten the church. That's why he says, whom I love, I also chasten. If the Lord does not chasten us, that's not good news.
Und so sehen wir heute.
So today, it's not about the doctrine, about this or that.
Uns selbst prüfen.
But we have to examine ourselves and pray. Lord, keep us standing upright and preserve us from all falling and from declining. Grant me a pure heart. If you want to see him, then you have to have a pure heart and pursue holiness, without which no one can see God. This is what's written in the Word. You don't even need to explain it much more. I first have to take care of my heart, that I have a pure heart, that so that I can see him and that I would live him. Even if you know the right doctrine and know everything, so what? If we don't live him, all of our knowledge is really not profitable. But even more, if you know it and you don't do it, you will receive even more stripes. That's what it says in the Word. So we all need to have the fear of the Lord. Yeah. But if we don't know the Son of Man, we can all read this, and we've all read it, and we have so much knowledge. We have spoken about this so much. We've even spoken a lot about this wonderful Son of Man.
In Deutschland wieder gekommen.
I was in Germany in 1971, and with the Lord and with the saints, we began to build the church. I came to the church in 1974. It's already a long time. Did you not hear about the Son of Man in Revelation 1 at that time? Yeah, I didn't hear about it immediately, but I heard more and more about the truth. But to know it is one thing. To experience it is another thing. And to have fellowship with the Son of Man who walks in the midst of the lampstands, that's a whole different story. If he truly walks in Zion, in Feigen, that would be wonderful. Or in Zurich. Wouldn't that be good? Is he walking there? All are silent. According to the doctrine, you would say yes. But it's not about the teaching. It's about the reality. My wife sees me every day, especially in this lockdown. I'm not flying anywhere. It's not doctrine. I see her, she sees me. We deal with one another every day. And in peace, praise the Lord. We both want to gain Christ. We both want to experience the Lord. And if the church where you are, you see the saints often, do you have this consciousness that the Son of Man is walking in your midst? If you do, you would have this fear that John had in chapter 1. He fell down as if he were dead. This is important. It's not about a lot of teaching. Even after this conference, when the conference is over, then we close the book of Revelation and there's no more revelation. That's why it's called Revelation. We need to see him. All veils have to be taken away. All the veils have to be taken away. As it says in 2 Corinthians 3, when this veil is taken away, then we behold the glory of the Lord. But if we have a veil in front of us and we hear the message about the glory of the Lord and we all say, Amen, and then after the message, we're just as blind as we were before and we don't see anything. Even though we agree with everything that was said in the message.
Und so, im Prinzip, liebe Geschwister,
so,
Isabel,
dear saints,
kann sehr wohl auch unter uns,
Jezebel can very well be among us if we are fallen. And it can happen to us. And then we have a great pope or a little pope.
Oder Nikolaiten. Gell. Es ist
or the Nicolaitans.
So, am Anfang, es ist nur eine Praxis.
At the beginning, it's just a practice. And then it became a doctrine. It became a principle in Pergamos. And when it becomes ripe, then we see Jezebel in Thyatira.
So is this.
That's how it is. One step after the other. And then at the beginning, we say we're against the Pope, but at the end, we have a little Pope among us. We always said that to be an elder or to be a responsible brother, it's not a position. No. If it becomes a position, then soon we will see Jezebel. At the end, you will just hear the elders of the church and you'll say, I have to stay here. And you're so scared to go away because of the elders. It's just like the Catholics in the Roman Catholic Church. It's so hard to leave. And at the end, the deputy is the one who speaks. Remember that the eldership or anyone who takes responsibility in the church has to be a star. A star is a heavenly being, heavenly body. Do you see stars on the earth? No. If you want to look at the stars, do you turn to the left, to the right, or to the bottom? Or do you look up? It's a heavenly celestial body. It's a shining body. It reflects. It reflects the light of the sun. Like a mirror reflects.
Und es muss in der rechten Hand des Herrn sein.
And the stars have to be in the right hand of the Lord, under the authority of the Lord. None of us has authority in ourselves. The Lord said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me, hasn't been given to you.
Und selbst, sagte Paulus,
and Paul says, because he received the authority of Christ, he didn't use this authority.
Obwohl er das Recht hätte.
Even though he had the right to use it. Not because he had the authority himself, but he lived through Christ. Remember, Paul said, not I, but Christ in me. I do more than all the apostles, but not, it's not I who do it, but the grace of God in me.
Jesus
was on the earth. Did he exercise authority over his disciples, such power and might?
Nicht.
No.
Aber wenn Isabel da ist,
but when Jezebel is there, when the Nicolaitans are there,
am Ende,
then, at the end, it's someone will say, I have been appointed by God, and you all have to listen to me.
So is this. Was is this?
That's how it is. What is this? This is the principle of Jezebel. And at the end, no one has anything to say except for Jezebel. And everyone just has to say amen. That's why, dear saints, don't be just so nice and say amen, amen, and amen.
Erinnere, er heißt das Amen.
Yeah, remember that he, his name is Amen. He is the Amen. And if it's not he who is speaking, you are not required or obliged to say Amen. Amen.
Good. Oh, ich kenne am Ende diese Gruppe. Wenn du nicht redest, was der redet.
I know groups where if you don't speak what the main guy says, then you are a rebellious person. Then you're leprous.
Und du musst in Quarantäne gesetzt werden.
And you have to be set in quarantine and you'll be cast out.
Wunderbar.
That's wonderful, because then the word in Hebrews 13 is fulfilled, that we go outside the camp and we follow the Lord all the way to the cross. And we also want to carry the shame with him. Then we are blessed.
Das ist diese Lektion. Und erinnere, der Feind wird uns und seine Gemeinde, besonders seine Gemeinde, ganz zerstören, wenn es möglich ist.
And the enemy wants to destroy the Lord's church by any means possible. But when the Lord restores his church, and he has restored the church multiple times, but and then it's living at the beginning, but at the end it's dead. That's why Sardis is also dead. It's a real challenge. But with this Son of Man, with the high priest, remember, if we carry out and practice the priestly service today, then we need a high priest. Even the sons of Aaron, they had the priesthood, but they needed a high priest, Aaron. Yeah, we're all priests, but we need this wonderful high priest according to the order of Melchizedek. We can't carry out the priestly service without a high priest.
Und nur diese wunderbare Hohepriester kann uns lehren.
And only this wonderful high priest can teach us, can lead us, and he intercedes for us all the time, and he corrects us if we are ready and willing to be corrected by him. But if we always say, I'm right, if we say that, and if this is our attitude, then the Lord can't do anything with us. So praise the Lord, dear brothers. I hope that this word and this fellowship can encourage us.
Amen.
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 Amen. Let's pray. Let's have fellowship. Praise the Lord. May the Lord be with us all.